All right, it's 1 o'clock. We will call the meeting to order, please. Does anyone have a look at the agenda and any additions or deletions?
I just have, under reading and confirmation of minutes, the special meeting held March 18th minutes.
Okay. Mover, please.
I have, sorry.
Oops, sorry.
Are we going in camera for anything?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
There is an item?
Yes.
Yeah.
Questions within that, thank you.
Okay, can we have a mover, please?
Smoove.
Seconder.
Stare.
All in favor?
Aye.
Reading confirmation of minutes. Everyone have a chance to read your regular council meeting minutes? And can we have a mover?
McDougal.
Seconder.
Okay.
And then also the special meeting minutes held on March 18th. Can we have a mover for that?
McDougal.
Seconder.
Okay.
Carried. Financials, payment of accounts. Can we have a mover for this one, please?
McDougal.
Seconder.
Okay.
Can we get a mover and a seconder for the two checks, please?
Stare.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Please. Thank you, Larry.
Line that up. No. Keep that. Okay, financials.
I'll move it.
No, just a minute, I'm gonna read these out. So, whereas the financial statements ending December 31st of 2025 have been circulated to council for their review. Now therefore be resolved that these financial statements are adopted as circulated. Any questions on the financials? That's the last one from last year.
Yeah. Okay.
Seconder?
McDougal.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Whereas the financial statements ending January 31st, 2026 and February 28th, 2026 have been circulated to council for their review. Now therefore be it resolved that these financial statements are adopted as circulated. A mover.
Stare.
Seconder.
Stare.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Department reports. Department Public Works meeting of March 9th. That again is in your package. There is no utility bylaw or building. Reports of committees. Whitemouth Two Rivers service to seniors. Again is in our package. I don't know, Tim, got anything on that or do you do it in your verbal? And there's there. Then we'll go to verbal reports. Councilor Sterk. Deputy Rebhunky.
Well, we went to the AECL function that was very, very well done. That meeting, lots of information and everything there, so that was really good in that.
Councilor McDougal?
No, nothing.
And Councilor Blaine? Nothing. And then again for myself, yeah, we were at AECL. You know, the main thing we did there, we did a big project on actually for quite a, spent a lot of time. Is figuring out what we think that site, there's 11,000 acres there, what that site would be good for. And that board was pretty full.
Yeah.
And yeah. Okay, public hearing, there's none. Delegation, there's none. Communications. Child Nutrient Council of Manitoba, a fundraiser for Manitoba school food programs. This is in our package. It's kind of like an annual fundraiser, I guess, this week. Is this that soup and thing?
Yeah, just pull it up.
I heard it on CGOB too, but I mean, there's nothing we're going to do with it. I don't think it's even in this community to tell you the truth. So it's just info. Okay? Number two, Province of Manitoba Emergency Management Organization, read 2026-0318, Rural Municipality of Whitemouth. Annual emergency plan has been approved by the government, and that's all back, all done. They didn't rush. Number three, Province of Manitoba Emergency Management Organization quarterly newsletter issue for March 2026. You can all read that. Number four, STARS, read a spring 2026 AMM letter donation request. So what I recall is that we did always give, and apparently this just came into the AMM, so if we want, we can get admin to have a better look at it and then pass this for next meeting.
Yep. Sounds good.
Just to make sure.
I
do really recall what we've done on that.
Okay.
I think everybody else does too, so.
Okay.
Anyway, that's okay though, there's just that.
I can have that for next meeting.
Okay. Number five, Public Utilities Board, Manitoba Hydrofacial 2026-2028 General Rate Application 2026-2028. What? And the first year is 4%, the next year is 3.5%, and then 3.5%. Number six, Manitoba Ombudsman. File number MO11652, RM of Whitemouth, file number 02224, and we're going to go in camera with that one. Number seven is this Taryn Tisma Dance Company, request for sponsorship report. I don't know. I don't know if anybody's even going to that.
I haven't.
Neither do I. I have no idea.
I did ask around, and apparently there's very limited children in our community going to it. A few years ago when I had expressed support, I think there were about 20 kids from this area going, and I don't think those numbers are there anymore. So I'm not in support of donating to this. It's a profit thing. It's not a charity.
Good. I'll go with you on that.
Okay. We have to do a resolution.
No.
We gave them $200 last time. It's not like we made or broke them either with our donation. It was, but I say there's.
I'd personally save it for the STARS.
Yes.
Okay, then we go to number eight. Fire department request to purchase wildland fire pump. Maybe our fire people, Delmer, maybe you got some input.
Yeah.
Delmer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our chair?
No, fucking chair. Chair. So this is just a purchase for grass fires and all that. It's wildfire pump and everything, eh? So it's a Wajax pump.
But this is in their budget.
It is. It's part of the budget. It's part of 26's budget. It was in the plan and everything like that. So the money's there. You know, once the budget's passed, it's the money's there. So. We're okay there, Delmer. Okay.
Can we have a mover for that, please?
Thank you. I'll move it.
Okay. We'll hold it. We've got two movers. Who's moving it? Tim?
Yep.
I'll switch.
Second. Okay. Everyone in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Good job.
You got me back.
Yeah. Number nine, Province of Manitoba March Food Flood.
Food.
It's
food outlook.
It could be food too, the way it's going. It's if you read that, there's not much of concern there right now. So
no.
We'll just continue on, which is good for our emergency group. It's good for everybody if that's where it states. But I mean, you don't know if we're going to get a lot of rain or snow or whatever. But at this point, so in your package, unfinished business, the lagoon that's still tabled, still being worked on by admin. Waterline south of Elma, inquiry from a ratepayer. Okay, that's, you're working with the Water Services Board yet, eh?
Yeah, and they're gathering some more information for us. So.
Okay. zoning bylaw, that's tabled. Senior elections official for 2026, position advertised. Got anybody on that?
We've had some interest, but we have nobody who has actually applied yet. We have had inquiries.
So what happens if nobody does?
We can do it ourselves.
Okay.
Or is there some firm that does it?
They're I've already reached out to them and they're
busy.
They're all booked. Yeah.
Booked. Oh, okay.
Okay. Number 5, White Mouth Reynolds Planning District dissolution. That's tabled, and I don't know if Duncan, you got anything more to say?
It's tabled. I actually, just prior to our meeting, got some information on it, but not enough time to review and share, so tabled. But definitely something going on for next meeting.
Good. Number 6, 2026 general election. Again, the time frame, when it is, the rules, and everything else that's out there. Number 7, says Land Sales. We have nothing on that. That's just ongoing. And then we will go new business. Bylaw number 77826, 2026 financial plan budget. This first reading?
Yep.
First reading. Everyone has had that? Ready? Whereas bylaw number 77826, 2026 financial plan budget to levy taxes for the rural municipality of Whitemouth. Now therefore be it resolved that bylaw number 7826 be hereby given first reading. Any questions on it? You've read it, you've got it, Lacey's gone through it.
We've worked hard at it.
Yeah. Spent a lot of time on it. I mean, it's
It's
a tough goal right now. I mean, things are not cheap.
No,
mover, Tim, seconder.
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
So now the public can get access to review that at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay. And do we have to come out of this? We're going to go in camera now. Be it resolved that council recessed a regular meeting and go in camera as per section 1523 of the Municipal Act to discuss the following items, legal and personnel. And be it further resolved that all matters discussed are to remain confidential as per section 811D of the Municipal Act. I'm over.
Okay.
Seconder.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
See you. We resolve that the regular business has concluded and the meeting does hereby adjourn at 1:40. A mover?
McDougall.
Seconder?
Hockey.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.